Love Golf is a funny social experience designed specifically to encourage women to play golf. There are several golf courses in and around Cambridge that are hosting the scheme. Lee Chambers has never played golf in her life, other than crazy golf. So she went along to the Cambridge Lakes Golf Club on Trumpington Road to have a go. And there she met coach Alistair Spink and Andrea and Naya, two recent converts to the sport.
Love Dot Golf started back in 2011, and it started at my home club, which is Finn Valley, which is just outside Ipswich. In 2015, I was very lucky to meet with global agricultural company Syngenta, and they actually have their UK head offices in Forbourne, so just on the outside of Cambridge. And we now work in partnership to roll out Love Dot Golf into the UK. So 30 venues in the UK, pilots in Sweden, France and Germany.
And this is aimed at women. Why women?
It is aimed at women and ideally younger women and girls as well. So really to increase participation, so to get more playing sport. Unfortunately, the gender split in the UK, we're not doing very well at the moment. It's 86% men and 14% women. And I think when you hear those figures, something's got to change.
Why do you think that is?
I think there's a lot of tradition. So you don't see that split in the European markets as much. So globally, the UK is pretty much bottom of the league. You go to Germany or Austria, you're looking at about a 30-70 split, sometimes 60-40 split. I think golf in the UK is still, it's still perceived to be incredibly traditional and very male-dominated. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, it is. When you look at the European model, it's much more family orientated and the focus is on an inclusive environment.
Andrea, how long have you been playing?
Just over a year now.
And what are the benefits to you playing golf?
A lot of exercise, social life, meeting other women who are, you know, looking to do this as well. Getting out in the fresh air, finding time, I suppose, for me time rather than work and everything else.
So you're a fairly recent new player. What was it that brought you here?
It was actually a gift from my partner for a birthday present because he plays golf and has done for years. So that's what started it off. And then I met, you know, two ladies at the first thing I went to, and we become friends and now play as regularly as we can, nearly once a week, whenever we can.
So before your gift from your partner, it wasn't something that you thought about doing?
A little, partly because our plan for this year is to retire and move out to Spain. So I want to be able to play out there with my partner. So that was one of the reasons we'd already started talking about it, and that then triggered the birthday present, really.
Nanya is here. How long have you been playing, Nanya?
The same as Andrea. I started just over a year ago. Mine was the same thing. I've always done some sort of sport and I wanted to continue keeping fit, she says, tongue in cheek. And we live very close to a very good golf course.
And what are the benefits for you? I mean, it's nice being outside for a start, isn't it?
It's nice being outside and also the social side. So that was right. But I think in the past, it's always been classed as elite sport for the wealthy.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one thing that stops a lot of people because they think it's very expensive. It isn't. You don't have to pay hundreds and thousands of pounds for a set of clubs. You can pick them up secondhand, like I did.
I did, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. You know, if you want to do it, then do it.
Do you think there's something as well about a feeling that you can't play it unless you play it really, really well?
Yes.
But is it a hard sport to be a beginner at?
No. If you can laugh at yourself, I think that's one of the biggest things. And we do an awful lot of laughing at ourselves.
Yeah. And I think that the philosophy of Love Golf is that you don't spend ages learning rules before you can actually go out and do anything. within our first lesson, we were out on the golf course. And okay, we may not have hit many balls, but we were out there trying it rather than just being what you would perceive to be a fairly boring technical lesson. And actually, you pick up those technical things as you go along. And you can then do odd ad hoc lessons to improve your golf as well.
So how many times a week or a month would you play?
We play at least once a week. Because there's three of us, one of us can play. I'm retired, the other two are semi-retired, so I can play almost any time, and I slot in with them.
Well, I started playing when I was, 10, so quite a long while ago. Nobody in my family played. But my dad just used to walk the dog across a golf course, and I can just kind of remember picking up a club and hitting the ball along whilst they were walking. And it just kind of was just always been in my life ever since.
I was going to say, you're obviously very passionate about it.
I'm passionate about increasing participation and trying to change the industry, certainly. I don't play much golf at all now. I probably play 2 or 3 times a year. So now it's really just coaching and developing the project.
And you talked earlier on about the Tweedy image, the sort of elite image that it has. How long do you think that will take to change, or do you think it's already changing?
I think it is changing, but incredibly slowly, much slower than I would like. We need more projects like this, and just listening to Andrea and Nanya's comments, you know, it's got to change with culture and be more active and fit in with today's culture and lifestyle. Take a look
around. So I'm on the golf course now. Alistair, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay, so what we're going to do is going to pop the ball on the tee. And then you're just going to have a couple of swings backwards and forwards. Just let the club, just trust your instinct. It'll be fine.
And my feet, I've
got... Don't worry, whatever feels comfortable.
And I've got all the wrong shoes. I didn't think it through, if I'm honest.
Just let that club just swing, just start building up momentum. That's it. And if you imagine the club is a circle, then just gradually just increase the length of the circle as you feel comfortable. So you really just feel the club is building up momentum. That's it.
And how far forward and how far...
However you feel... you want to go, so it's whatever you feel comfortable with.
And I'm looking to where I want to hit the ball.
Yep.
Is that the idea?
Have a look at there, then look back at the ball and just make that circle and trust that you'll hit the golf ball.
I'll be happy if I hit it.
Yeah, you'll hit it.
Yeah. Woo! That's a good first ever shot.
And that's all we'll do as we play down the hole. I'll just keep saying circle, circle, increase the length of the circle, deep, whatever you feel comfortable with, so you just get this. It's got to be fluid. If it starts becoming positional and it's all going to become robotic and not comfortable, it's just keep it flowing.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Just imagine it's a circle. Yeah, and you'll just hit the grass, so don't worry about it. That's what the grass... I said just allow the club to sweep into the grass at the bottom of the circle.
So am I aiming for the base of the ball?
Yes, correct. Yeah, that's... yeah.
Because I scuffed it that first one. Oh,
did it hit?
You still hit it, yeah.
It moved about an inch.
Just feel that it's the circle.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
It's not good in the right direction, but it's gone. I suppose that's the main...
I tell you what, it's gone forward.
I'll take that.
Ball.
I'll take forward. So this is a different shaped club.
Yeah, so just going to be a little circle, just as you would do if you were on Crazy Golf. So very, very small circle.
Like that?
Yep, literally no further back than that, and the ball will roll surprisingly fast. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
good.
It's on the green.
Yeah, exactly.
How far would you reckon I am from the hole here?
Well, do you know it's even worse?
10 foot?
Yeah, I'd say so.
She's already
booked
out on one hole, so she's bought a little cat.
Oh, that was really good.
So that's got me to about a foot and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well done.
I'm a convert, thank you.
Lee Chambers hitting some golf balls there at the Cambridge Lakes Golf Club on Trumpington Road. And if you'd like to find out more or sign up for Love Golf, go to Love Golf. It's now 22, so we will do some travel for you and then I'll come back with a bit of golf. So Lee Chambers was playing golf for the first time in her life and she did manage to hit some balls, which was very impressive. I have to say I love golf. I come from... my dad has played golf all my life and so I obviously have given it a go in the past and I really enjoy it. I find it very relaxing and again, I love being outdoors, so it's a really nice way to kind of be outside in the peace and the quiet of the countryside. And when the feeling when you hit a ball, it's a good feeling when you just get that lovely sound as it disappears off into the distance. It's well worth trying. If you've never tried golf before, it isn't elitist anymore. I promise you, there are loads of golf clubs around where women can go, girls can go, kids can go. You know, you can go hang out in the cafe area. It's not called cafe area. What's it called? The golf club area. you can have a drink and snacks and something to eat. The shopping, I mean, the clothes alone. Golf clothes are amazing. You've got to do it just for that. I love some golf attire. You can't beat it for a sport, actually. And something you can do at any age, I think, it's especially as you get older and you don't want to do anything too vigorous. And it is very sociable if you can play with friends. And you honestly have a few lessons and you'll get the hang of it quicker than you think. Matthew, have you ever played golf?
Not proper golf. I've done crazy golf.
Yeah, everyone loves crazy golf on holiday.
That's quite a bit of fun. But golf isn't one of those sports where I really watch. I watch most sports. There's only really two sports that I don't do, and that's golf and cricket.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because golf has hit the bunker of late, because participation in England is down by a quarter in 8 years, and only 15% of those that play are women. And last year was the first Open in 60 years not to be aired on the BBC after it failed to compete with Sky's $15 million a year bid. So golf needs a bit more, you know, it needs a bit of popularity. Tiger Woods is not playing anymore. You need the characters to draw people in. So you're partially sighted, Matthew, aren't you? You're our work experience guy here from Competent. You... does it mean you don't play sports because you find it too difficult or you're just not interested? But you say you like watching them.
I love sports, and sometimes I'll go out and have a kick about. Well, sometimes I go out and have a kick about in the park with my dad. But I don't know if part of the problem is I'm just too lazy or what. But I do like watching sports, and particularly football. So I'd like to be able to join... I mean, I don't know if there's any in Cambridge, but like a blind football team.
Ah, okay. So let's find out if there is a blind football team in Cambridge. If anybody knows...
Yeah. Anybody knows, message in, you know.
Please get in touch with Cambridge 105 and we'll let Matthew know. That's... If there isn't, Matthew, that's a good idea. There should be.
There should be, definitely.
But I know they can put a bell in the football, can't they?
So yeah, that's what they do for blind football. They put in a bell.
I wonder if they can do that, like, with tennis. I don't know if that's possible, or golf, or... It must be a lot harder to play those
tennis
sports.
Tennis balls and golf balls are too small, aren't they?
I know. So, yeah, it's interesting what partially sighted people, what sports you can do, but I know that it's obviously something that you've adapted to throughout your whole life. You obviously enjoy other things, like radio and...
And I do love sport. I love watching sport, and it's... but playing it... is sometimes difficult, sometimes not.
Yeah, of course. Well, it would be good to know if there is a partially sighted football team that Matthew can join. How old are you, Matthew?
15.
15, there you go. So if anyone else out there wants to either let Matthew know about that or maybe start one, then let us know at Cambridge 105. We're going to play some more...